This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu witnessed the inaugural show of change of guard ceremony in new format this morning at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. The ceremony will be open to a larger number of visitors from Saturday, 22nd February, in which people can witness a dynamic visual and musical performance with the backdrop of the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Military drills by troops and horses of the President's bodyguard and the troops of the ceremonial guard battalion, along with the ceremonial military brass band spread over a larger area, will be part of the new format. Visitors can reserve their slots at the portal visit.rashtrapatibhavan.gov.in. The railways have initiated a high-level inquiry into the incident of stampede at the New Delhi railway station last night, in which 18 passengers reportedly have lost their lives. The Ministry of Railways named Principal Chief Commercial Manager Narsingh Dio and Principal Chief Security Commissioner Pankaj Gangwar as part of the inquiry committee. The committee, which has commenced its inquiry, gave orders to secure all video footage of the New Delhi railway station. Chief Public Relations Officer, CPRO of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, said a two-member high-level inquiry committee has been constituted to probe the stampede incident. Meanwhile, Delhi police have also launched an investigation into the incident, saying it will analyze CCTV footage to determine the sequence of events before the chaos erupted. Northern Railways have announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased, while those who sustained serious injuries will be compensated with 2.5 lakh rupees. Individuals with minor injuries will receive 1 lakh rupees. The President, the Prime Minister and the Ministers of Railways, Home and Defence have expressed grief over the incident. In Assam, a session of the Legislative Assembly will be held outside Guwahati for the first time, with Kokrajhar hosting the inaugural sitting of the budget session tomorrow. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma said that it symbolises the return of peace in the state and integration of all people. He said the governor's speech, customarily delivered on the first day of the budget session, will be a major highlight of the sitting. The remaining of the budget session will be held at the Permanent Assembly Building in Guwahati. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sar discussed U.S. President Donald Trump's vision of connecting Asia, Europe and the United States through Israel. A statement from the Israeli Foreign Minister's office said that Dr. Jaishankar and Minister Sar met on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference last night. The two leaders also addressed challenges posed by attacks on trade routes by the Houthis and Iran. Earlier, during a joint press conference with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday, President Trump announced that the U.S. and India have agreed to work together to build one of the greatest trade routes in all of history. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today delivered the keynote address at the 8th Indian Ocean Conference in Muscat, Oman. He said the meeting is taking place at a time when there is a considerable churn in world affairs. Dr. Jaishankar said changes in global order may be expressed through new ideas and concepts, but they are also reflected in the evolving landscape. He said the Indian Ocean region is no exception to that rule. The minister said this matters not just to the inhabitants of this community, but to other regions and nations as well. He also highlighted maritime partnerships and talked about how the Indian Ocean Conference brings many partners together. Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp parent company Meta has announced a new 50,000-kilometer undersea cable project, Waterworth, aimed at enhancing digital connectivity between India and the U.S. According to Meta, Project Waterworth will provide industry-leading connectivity to the U.S., India, Brazil, South Africa, and other key regions. A company spokesperson said, "This investment reaffirms Meta's commitment to economic growth and digital inclusion, supporting India's thriving digital landscape and fostering technological innovation." A climate conference on the theme of faith and climate change was held today at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj on the theme Kumbh Ki Aastha Evam Jalvayu Parivartan. The conference was inaugurated by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.